This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth. With this second episode of the new season, I guess we're really doing this. First of all, it's not real. Second, if you haven't heard the news, Hello from the Magic Tavern has partnered with Sam Rockwell, yes, Guy from Galaxy Quest, and Mark Berger's production company to make an animated version of this show. Link to the article in your Earth Entertainment news source, Deadline, in the show notes. Speaking of deadlines, I'm remembering how we missed ours all those years ago to cast formally trained voice talent. Ah, well, you either die the hero or live long enough to become the framing device. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Crafty Beaver a few blocks away from the Burger King through the dimensional rift that I use to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's wearing a bag on his head with some holes for some reason, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
For some reason, Arnie, it's too, I don't know, be a little more sneaky, laying low.
Look, buddy, I get it. Like, we're all trying out some new things. Also, it's kind of a more dangerous time with wizard law.
Yeah.
But I just love that beautiful badger face. I don't know why you're hiding it away.
All right, you know what? Bag comes off. Here we go. There you go.
Oh, boy. I got to say, though, your head has been in that bag for a while. Your face has looked better.
All right.
You might want to put it back on just until you have a chance to wash up.
Okay, this sucks.
Arnie, did you just tell our friend to put a bag on his head?
To be clear, first, I told my dear friend that I miss his beautiful face and to take the bag off of his head.
Well, I just walked up to the table and I only heard you to putting the bag back on his head.
So I did that part. And then also, yes, I did tell him to put the bag back on his head temporarily.
Okay, compromise. I use my claws. I cut the bag in half. Half a bag on the head.
Oh, you're half in the bag.
Okay.
All right. That Earth people of a certain age and with a drinking problem are loving it. I am also, speaking of being a certain age and having a drinking problem, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fiang Alec, the Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And lo, I am the Tarnished Wizard, who took away immortality from all other wizards, a deed I shall ne'er live down.
And you yourself may die.
Oh, yeah.
Arnie, you're a real fucking bundle of brightness today. What's going on? Are you okay?
Look, I'm trying to run this tavern, the Wanderlost, and it can move
Your
around.
Face looks fucked. You're going to die. What are we doing here?
Your beautiful face temporarily looks fucked.
It's got half a badger
you look
face.
Great, Arnie. Well, you look great, buddy. And I love you. So, all my cards are on the table.
We're all great. We're just trying to fight the Wizards of Foon, and maybe that's got us a little stressed out, but let's focus on the positivity. We're back doing the podcast with my best buds. Yeah. I'm so happy to see you. Is there anything you want to catch me up on that you were doing when we weren't recording, when we were on break?
Yes, I barely saw you for those several months when we were separated. I was so happy to see Chunt again, and Arnie, you're here. And I was searching all over Foon for mystical artifacts to help protect us in this time of dire danger. We know that Spintax could be around any corner, ruling over his area of Foon, but ready to murder any one of us. And we know that Tim Tam the Teal could bounce out of a vent or something just start murdering people.
She could be anywhere, literally, yes.
It's a terrifying time to be alive. So, today, this past week, after months and months of researching at the Great Halls of Tarakas, after going through tombs and tomes. Sometimes tomes in tombs.
Sometimes tombs in tomes?
That's right. I found this. The Ruby of Galazil.
Arnie, not impressed, huh? Interesting.
Okay.
Well not surprised.
Me. Why'd I spend 4 months doing
let
that?
Let me catch you up, Arnie. Let me catch you up
Never
so you can
mind.
Show on my thing. I spent several months in the Celestial Fields, Arnie. Huh. The Celestial Fields is a graveyard of stars, and the Great Gordian watches over it all, obviously a giant pumpkin, the Gordian,
and
he taught me to fight so I could help in battle, so I could be more efficient with my my new Warhammer, of course, Star Smasher, and
Star
I made
Smasher.
My Starmer, it's Star Armor, which is... It's a real pain in the ass because I put it, I formed it, I put it on with the help of the Gordian, I formed it. I put it on, I shapeshifted my fur over it, but what sucks is every time I have to go to the bathroom, I have to unshapeshift my fur, take off all the armor, go to the bathroom, put the armor, it's just a whole process.
Have you ever considered shapeshifting your butt? Have you ever considered shapeshifting all your parts to be someplace else so you don't have to take off the armor to go to the bathroom?
Arnie, I thought through every option and I came up with the best one. So I love that you're trying to fix what I did.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with how it is, Arnie.
Okay.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I think I'm just excited to see you, and I express my enthusiasm by lightly insulting you. But here's the thing. If I don't like you, I'm nothing but nice to you.
Oh.
I like you guys the best of everybody. That's why I'm a total asshole to you guys like 24/7.
Oh, well, okay. Chunt,
I kind of agree with that, yeah.
We can't really see the Starmer. Does it have any fun catchphrases on it?
No.
Like, large please daddy or something, or is it just armor?
It's so hard to carve into stars. Like, they're just it's such dense material.
It might be difficult for you.
Oh, did you? Come on. Let me unshift. Arnie, is there something on my armor? Look on my back. Is there something written on my armor? Did you sort of write something?
Yeah, it says property of Usador.
Come on.
Thank you, Ruby of Galazil. It's perfect for carving into stars.
You guys, have I been in this magical land too long that a giant fucking ruby just doesn't mean anything? I'm just like, great. Giant ruby.
It's not just a giant ruby, Arnie. It's a mystical giant ruby with the power to carve stars and all sorts of other cool magical shit.
What's one other cool magical thing it does?
I could just shoot a beam of energy like this.
Okay, well, you just blew a hole in the top of the tavern. That's not great.
Arnie, so much criticism.
I can repair it with this magical beam.
Arnie, what have you been up to? I know you have two swords on your back that you can't seem to pull out.
I know. I didn't test them out before I put them on my back. Here's the thing. I can't figure out how to unbuckle it, so I can't get them off of my back.
You're sleeping so like that?
I'm sleeping.
You're sleeping
like
on
that.
Your stomach.
On my stomach. Underneath
Arnie.
These swords.
Jesus Christ.
I know. And then I can't, I cannot pull them out of the top. Like, I can slide them, you can hear just a little, like a little shink. Like, just a
ask
little
for
bit.
Help, man.
I feel like I'm just, doing two shake weights on the, above my head, which I don't love that visual.
No.
But I just can't get these out. I'm not even certain. I tried doing a cartwheel to see if they would fall out. Guess what, guys? Can't do a cartwheel.
Oh, well, I mean.
So maybe that would
you
work.
Weren't, you weren't really burying the lead there. We knew how
okay.
that was going to end.
Act shocked, chunt, act shocked.
But guys, please, I love you both. Don't shoot magical holes through the ceiling. We have tenants in the tavern staying in the rooms up there briefly.
Oh, sorry.
That's why we are not currently moving from location to location.
I know. I love this area. It's such a beautiful, mystical, ethereal forest where the trees are pink and teal and yellow. It's lovely here, but there's such mystical energies floating through the air. I know that even more magical secrets shall be mine.
I'm going to take the mic over to the door. Just so our listeners can hear this wonderful waterfall. Yeah. Okay, now we're back inside where it's just our voices and farts.
That's the sort of...
Our voice is your farts, Arnie.
Our voice is your farts.
You're projecting. Arnie, we should, now that you own this tavern, the beautiful Wanderlust, I think you should make sort of a big sign that says... No, blank, blank, blank. So like you said, no shooting beams through the ceiling. That should be on the wall somewhere, because we're going to get all sorts of magical creatures, all sorts of mages and witches.
I do have that one sign behind the bar that says some that wander are, in fact, lost.
And that's adorable.
That's great.
Please keep that. But I'm just saying, you should lay down the law a little bit, Arnie. Whatever you want the rules to be, you should set them... Sure. In stone and put that on the wall.
Fuck, speaking of set, I promised a continental breakfast. Can we put together a someone's
is that
be
like
down
foods from across the continent? Like what are
we
you
just
talking?
Have to set out the bare minimum of breakfast for the person staying here.
Okay. Boys, let's get to work.
Okay.
Chunt's riding around on centipede faster than I've ever seen. Very compost food everywhere.
Guys,
he's
fucking just
eggs.
Running around, not doing anything.
Goat meal.
Goat meal.
Did anyone else get awoken by somebody saying a wizard's name so loud? Oh, was that just me?
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, this place.
Non-pretzel woman.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. What? What's wrong, first of all, what's wrong with your face?
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of got half a badger face and half a bag face. He's not the badger we need, but he's the badger we deserve.
I see. Great, I salute you. Is this... Sorry, Arnie, right?
Yes, yeah, I own this place. I'm also from another world.
All right, listen.
Not
I
relevant
just,
to the conversation we're having. I'm just going to throw that in.
I desperately need a continental breakfast.
Okay. Well, we've got some goat meal over here. I didn't hear all the other things that Chunt muttered. Chunt, actually, why don't you... I'm so sorry. I know... I don't remember you checking in. I thought someone else checked in. What was your name again?
I'm Fortunata. Hello.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Fortunata.
It's very, very nice to meet you guys. Yeah, you probably checked in someone named Memrier Wizardsbane.
Well, let me look in the book. Let me look in the book. Yeah, I can't fucking read my own handwriting, so it's, I don't know. Somebody.
Yeah, I suspect big, real tall, 9 feet tall or so, impossibly long, beautiful hair, sort of ageless face, glowing eyes.
Yeah, the glowing eyes I mostly remember. because I'm tall. And so if I notice that someone's tall, I'm like, shit, that person is tall.
But Arnie, you're possibly tall.
Yes, I am possibly tall. And it's this woman was impossibly tall.
Correct.
You said Memrier Wizard's Bane?
Yeah. Memrier, M-E-M-R-I-R, Wizard's Bane. Hmm. Spelled the usual way.
Spelled like it sounds. And Wizard's Bane is like a family name, or that's like a title?
Oh, God. Listen, it really sounds like we're getting off on the wrong foot here. I'm Fortunata.
Hi, Fortunata. Yes, right. Please. Yeah. Have some breakfast. Hi. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Enjoy the hospitality here. I don't have an official job here yet. Arnie's running the tavern, but I usually end up doing a lot of the kind of like cleaning and cooking and the busy work.
I see.
I'm just realizing we've all three of us at different times owned a tavern. This is such a dynamic show, isn't it?
There's a lot happening at a breakneck pace.
Ooh, who's going to own this one? Oh, please, Fortunata.
You didn't ask me if I'd owned a tavern.
Oh. Fortunata, have you ever owned a tavern?
No, I'm sorry. I wanted to be a part of the moment.
No, I get it. I get it.
Would you like to own a tavern? Is that a dream of yours?
Is this one for sale or?
Well, it's cursed, and Arnie bought it with the curse on it, so.
Well, I'm not going to sell it if you tell everybody that.
Fortunato, let me lay down the full spread here.
Oh, man, is this, did you guys make this goat meal?
This is really good. There's like almost no bones in this. Mm. How did you do that?
It looks like ground up goat. Is that just ground up goat?
Mmm.
Yeah, goat meal.
Goat meal?
Arnie, it's goat meal.
Okay.
Is he always like this?
Yeah, yes. Unfortunately. He's really on one this season. And we're just starting. So, Fortunata, what is this that you're wearing here?
Oh, yeah. So, this is sort of my traditional, I guess you would call it like a leotard. I never really describe my outfit, you know. It's a leotard. I've got sort of this wide metallic belt here. And these tights, they're actually opaque. They look like they're translucent, but they're opaque tights because, you know, it gets cold out there. Some of these boots, flat soled, very practical, very practical. And then, of course, here on my back is my sword.
That's a gigantic sword.
And she had no trouble getting off her back, Arnie. What's your excuse?
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy though, is it, Arnie? Like, it's not easy.
Look at these things. I'm just trying to.
Don't make that hand motion. Stop making that hand motion.
It does sort of look like you're shaking a weight behind both shoulders when you do it.
It's true.
But this blade that you have, Fortunata, why, it's so beautiful and so ornate. It's jewel encrusted. I've never seen such a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you, thank you. This is called a sword of wizard stabbing.
Oh,
yeah, and it's a good thing we don't have any wizards around here, right?
Yeah, the one that woke you up flew away.
Yeah. That is so good, man. They can be loud.
Yeah, they can.
I guess as I look at this closely, this sword is made of obsidian, which is one of the few things that kills wizards on contact. Pretty very rare. I thought most obsidian in Foon was gone.
Yeah, this one is actually an extra planar obsidian that Memrier got from the plane of existence where she's from. Yeah, it's kind of her blade, and honestly, like, it's messed up that I have to carry it around. But you know, it's fine.
So are you roommates? Is she upstairs? Is she coming down later? Do we need to make something for her for breakfast that we should know about? Something poisoned, maybe?
Yeah, I guess. Don't like this. Don't be weird about this, but
hold on, everyone, before you go on, Arnie. Are you going to be weird about this?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'll try to keep it, like, subtly weird.
Chunt, are you going to be weird about this?
I mean, I'll try not to be. Eustor, are you going to be weird about this?
I'm not going to be weird about it.
Okay.
All right, Fortunata.
Guys, this is what we say before every episode. Let's not be too much like Pete Holmes.
Who's Who's
people? Earth people are trying to remember what I'm talking about.
Great, Arnie, now you made it weird.
Arnie's from another world, you see, and so he has all these this knowledge of things that we don't know about, but the people on his world, they find these little bone motes just hilarious and insightful.
Can you imagine having a home made out of peat? It would go up in flame weekly.
Instantly, yeah.
A peat home? That would be... Yeah, I wouldn't pay for that.
Ridiculous.
Maybe a peat apartment, but... Ooh. Sorry, Fortunata, we're not going to make it weird, please.
Yeah, please. Great. I just wanted to get a real sign-in before you moved on.
Thank you, appreciate that. the thing is, if I say a phrase, which I would never say, of course, not around you guys.
Ooh, a game.
We're pretty catchphrase positive around here, I've got to be honest.
Well, the thing is, when I say the phrase, I kind of... transform into Memrier Wizard's Bane, and then she's sort of like in control of my body that's 9 feet taller and weighs about 150 pounds more of pure muscle. And she's like really into stabbing wizards. So I just feel like that again, so glad there's no wizards here.
Me too.
Arnie, you sir, I see what's going on here. She's a cocktickler, you know, like they get into a role, they memorize lines. You know, it's like if I was like, my name's Chunt, but when I put on this hat and mustache, I'm Captain Fandango. Like, it's that kind of thing, right?
One, I want to see more of that Captain Fandango play later.
We got to get a spinoff of... How many episodes can Captain Fandango do for the Patreon, do you think?
I don't think he's interested.
Oh, God.
Two, I have actually heard of this sort of thing before. Fortunata, I must ask, is this... Do you switch places, or do you actually transform? Do you take on extra mass from some sort of pocket universe that makes you bigger and stronger? Or is Memrier just sitting on another plane of existence right now, kind of waiting to get out? Are you two totally separate beings, or...?
Amazing question. Thank you for asking. It used to be that we were separate beings, but now we've completely merged. Oh. And so Memrier kind of gets to take over my life about 12 hours a day. And so it's not, I wouldn't call it a healthy relationship necessarily, but if I say the phrase, you know, we don't have to say it.
It seems like well within your control to not say that phrase, unless it's some sort of very common phrase, like my pants are on fire or something like that.
Sure.
No, something you'd say every day. No, you definitely don't want that.
Right. But
speaking of which, Usador, your pants are on fire.
Oh, my pants are on fire.
Ooh, the phrase isn't "let's take a break," is it, Fortunata?
I don't think so. I can try it.
Well,
say it.
Let's go ahead and go to break. Fortunata, throw us the break.
Let's take a break.
We're good.
Oh, no, it's good. Good. We're fine.
Phew.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Fortunata, I have to ask, what brings you to this area? What is thine vocation?
Well, thank you again for asking. God, you're so nice. This is such a... I love this tavern, Arnie. This, like, this vibe, this... And you got to pay this janitor more. Like, whatever you're paying him. Wow, incredible. Yeah.
Just an old janitor.
Just a random old janitor.
Random.
So, I live in this encampment out in the Enchanted Forest.
Oh.
You guys may have appreciated the waterfall. Most people do. The audio of it, obviously, because it's not entirely visible.
I'm going to go over. Just hold on just one second. I'm going to go open this door.
Ugh, Arnie.
Just so our listeners. I mean, so much better than the talking and farts going on in here. All right.
We have to figure out how to rein in these farts.
What are you eating?
I'm sorry.
No, is those farts? Those are Arnie's farts? Does he always do that?
It's not.
Well, it's not. It seems to have gotten worse lately.
Wait a minute. Whoa. After she said those are Arnie's farts, what's going on? She's growing. Her hair is getting longer. Her muscles. Whoa.
Those glowing eyes.
Her catchphrase is those are Arnie's farts?
Hello. Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Goodness gracious. Look at you. Look at the tiny little badger. What is wrong with your face, little badger?
Yeah. Sorry, ma'am. I'm wearing half a mask, ma'am.
That's true. You are. But the other half of your face is very well smashed down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a continental breakfast available?
Yes, there's goat meal and all sorts of fruits and berries. And
God, I hate goat meal. Give me some berries, I suppose.
Guys, just a second. I know this is a minor detail, but should I charge her for two continental
breakfasts? Yes, like absolutely. She's
staying in a room as one person, but she's eating two separate continental breakfasts.
And here's the thing. If they don't kind of talk to each other, charge them twice for the room.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Yes, absolutely. Would you like a roasted egg?
A roasted egg? By all means, toss it up here.
Here you go. Shell on and everything.
Ooh, the roasting actually brings quite a lot of flavor to the shell.
Huh.
Yeah.
Guys, while she ate that, did she go... Wah, shaw,
shaw. Maybe she's casting a spell?
You're being rude.
Ma'am,
her face is so far away, she can't hear anything I'm saying,
I can hear all of it.
Oh, fuck.
Well, what was your name again?
Memria Wizard's Bane.
We met your compatriot, Fortunata, and she let us know that you were staying here. So I'm hoping that, I just wonder what brings you to the area.
What did Fortunata say about me?
Oh,
that bitch lies a lot.
She said, she said that you were very becoming and beguiling and charming in your own way.
No, actually, I found this burn tome on the table here. Let's flip through here. Ooh, that's pretty nasty. That's pretty rude.
What does it say?
I don't want to read it, ma'am. Here, I'll let me try and jump up so you can grab the burn tome.
You reach all the way down. Goodness, you're an exceptionally small badger. This is in Fortunata's handwriting.
Oh.
Damn, she says some really rough shit about me in here.
Oh.
What are some of the sweetest burns, if you don't
the
mind?
The sweetest burns. She says she couldn't bane a wizard out of a paper bag.
Oh.
Burn.
It's terrible. Well, anyway, I'm here.
Yeah, can I take a look?
Oh, you want to see the burn book?
Yeah, can I take a look?
Of course. Here, take it. Oh, my back.
Oh, 9-foot bitch be eating clouds all day?
Pretty good.
What did she say? That's really in there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh.
It's, it seems like a weak one to me, I'm going to be honest. It's not my favorite. Chunt, here, take a look.
Okay, let's...
Another, sure. Read it out.
This bitch's face be covered in crushed birds flying into her face? I mean, I guess.
She's really got a thing about how tall you are, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Those are not my words.
I found, it says here, She keeps pooping on my roof?
That was one time.
Oh, so that really happened. That's just a fact.
So wait, you poop standing up? Is that right?
Well, it's a small roof.
Okay, so harder to aim?
Very hard to aim. It was an accident. I was walking... But listen, we don't...
What were you trying to poop on?
I'm not comfortable answering that question.
Okay, fair. I retract that question.
Listen, this conversation has been absolutely wonderful for me, but I have a job to do. You can tell probably by my name. I am on the trail of an especially foul wizard.
Oh, Spintax the Green.
It is Spintax the Green.
Oh, and to be clear, it's not Usador the Blue.
Usador the Blue. No, he's a little below my attention at the moment.
Okay, well, I mean, he's done a lot of pretty amazing and impressive things.
Okay, shut up, janitor.
You know, even a lowly janitor like me knows
mop,
that
mop,
Usador's...
Mop all day long, okay.
Excuse me, janitor boy. Is that
boy
the Ruby of Galazil in your hand?
Oh, yeah. I found this in the ethereal forest, and I was going to take it back to the encampment there. I figured one of the, you know, the stalwart and mighty heroes there might use it for, you know, all sorts of mystical fun.
Nice.
Because I can't use it. Just a janitor.
This was my question, for you see, none can even wield it. But for wizard kind.
Well, I mean, it depends on your definition of the word wield. I'm holding it? Is that wielding it? I don't think it's exactly wielding it. I can hold a sword. I'm not necessarily wielding the sword. I think the word wield, it has some, it kind of implies prowess. Holding's just like, Arnie, hold this beer. He dropped it.
Oh.
All right.
I thought it was a meme.
If you were to one-up someone, you might say, hey, wield this ruby. Is that right?
This janitor makes a good point. He's holding that ruby like a real idiot who doesn't know what he's doing with it.
Oh, look at me.
Oh, he cut his hand. He cut his hand real bad.
Ow, my
didn't
hand.
Didn't he? Yeah, didn't
look
he?
Look at it
yeah.
bleeding.
Oh, there's that normal blood.
That's true. This is clearly an idiot.
Don't fight Bob, janitor. Okay.
Anyway, this evil Spintax, and while I'm at it, this Usador the Blue. It's better to be rid of these wizards, don't you think?
I agree mostly completely. I mean, look, the wizard law being instituted and the wizards are really making everything worse in Foon for everybody. It's probably a good time to be a wizard killer.
Is that what inspired you to become a wizard killer? Like the fact that the wizards took over various pieces of land in Foon and now rule over them with an iron fist? Or have you always been a wizard killer?
In my dimension, wizards have always been evil and also just annoying.
Sure.
And so it has always been a pleasure to me. I was dubbed Wizard's Bane at my birth.
Wow.
Because I had the look of someone who would extinguish wizards from the land.
When I
heard about wizard law, I knew that this was my opportunity to seize a willing host and do my own brand of vengeance.
Wow, so you're saying wizard law summoned you into this dimension?
Yes, yes. Well, the news spreads fast, you know.
Sure.
We heard about it in my dimension long ago.
I mean, it happened in the season finale. So,
very frightening.
Yeah, very
they always say, extinguish what you hate and you'll never work a day in your life.
They do always say that. Yes.
You have any resentment about that naming thing? They really put you in a box, you know.
It is a bold move to be like, look at this baby's face, wizard killer.
I mean, memory, like, what are your dreams? What did you want to be? What everyone else is telling you, you have to be this. We're literally naming you it. Maybe you want to be a poet or a janitor.
No one has ever asked me this question. Lowly, idiot janitor.
But
I've never thought about it. I could be a poet's bane.
Yeah.
I could be... God, I could be a badger's bane.
You're strong. Do you have any baby paintings by any chance of you as a baby?
Is this one of your baby paintings? Let me open it.
In the burn book? Oh, she put one in the burn book, did she?
This bitch husband a tree? Oh, that's not a picture.
Does that even make sense?
This bitch husband a tree? She wrote that?
Usador, stop carving that into the Starmer.
What possessed you to possess Fortunata of all people? Why didn't you just open a portal to this plane and enter fully formed the way I did?
Joking, of course.
That's just how I talk about my moms.
Got it. Right. Yes, of course, the birthing process that normal mammals go through. Yes.
Yep. Totally normal mammal. That's me.
Normal mammal. Little normal mammal. You don't mind if I call you that, do you?
No, please.
No, all three of us were just little normal mammals. Arnie, we're all, let's say it together, 1, 2, 3.
Totally normal
mammals.
Well, when you say it in unison, it's true. That's one of the rules of food. No, I forgot the question. Ask it again. Sorry, little mammal. What did you say?
Why Fortunata? Why did you choose to possess her form?
Well, it's mostly because you've met her. She's kind of a little wiener. It's very easy to possess someone who's just kind of a little wiener.
If there's a sentence I can identify with, is it's easy to possess a little wiener.
Arnie, no.
I'm sort of seeing Fortunata's point of view here with this burn book. If you just think she's a little wiener, essentially you're the same person on some level. Perhaps you need to, like, deal with these issues, go to therapy, put wizard killing aside for a year or 10, and just focus on, you know, yourself. Focus on that work.
I don't wish to go to therapy.
Okay. All right.
Whoa!
Fortunata! God. Fortunata! Hey, let me help you up off the floor here. Are you okay?
Whoa. Wait. Did you guys... What's going on with my burn book?
What the fuck? Guys, it's turned over. And now if we open it this way, look at this.
It's a burn book.
Is that about
Fortunata
me?
Fortunata now. Yes.
Yeah.
What did she say? What did she say? What does it say?
How is it possible that the two of you haven't found the other side of this book that each other is writing?
It exists in different dimensions.
Oh, okay.
Each page is a... Don't worry about it.
Chunt, read one or two.
This bitch passed through a door in a normal way.
That is so mean. Did she call me a little mammal? Did she write that down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag little mammal, hashtag little wiener. Hashtag Arnie farts.
Hashtag Arnie farts? Is that what that smell is?
Oh, no!
What? That one was a little delayed.
Chunt!
What happened? What happened?
I think the egg you crunched on earlier caused you to get sick.
God, that was a good crunchy egg, though.
Arnie, use her. What was the phrase that turned her back into Fortunata?
I don't know. The book changed back again. This is crazy.
This is weird.
This bitch is obsessed with hashtags?
It's normal for a woman to change into a much larger, powerful woman, but for a book? For a book, Arnie?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Wow, Chunt. That's really whatever a thing word against books would be.
What was Lie that? Racist.
That's it. Lie racist.
Wait, am I a lie racist?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to be a lie racist.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I love all books.
No, you are.
No, the books are great.
Well, Memria,
I never judge them. Never judge.
I just think that, you know, killing wizards is an important thing to do, especially if you start with Spintax. But at some point,
There are only so many wizards. Like, what are you going to do after that? Who is the real Memrier?
The real Memrier. Never got to find out who the real Memrier was.
Right.
Oh, deep. And who knows, maybe... I mean, it's crazy to think, but perhaps I could have been a great wizard myself.
Oh. Well, you couldn't be a wizard. Wizards are born in this world from a conspiracy of bird and wind and rain and fire that insist there be a champion that come forth into the world to protect us from all evil.
Oh, I see some orange juice on the floor over there, buddy. Why don't you clean that up? Let's take a quick break. And, Arnie, we got to remember that phrase for Fortuna, and we'll be right back with more books that we love. Let me kiss all the books. I love books.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Are you having more dairy?
I don't know.
Arnie, is it like a...
We have to get this under control.
Is it a temperature thing? What's going on? Do we need to get you a second butthole like us?
I think it might be because I have to sleep on my stomach because of these swords. It's just not good for my digestion.
Yeah. Has anyone else tried pulling the swords out? Should we do that? Or should we wait a few weeks?
I could get those swords out, no problem.
Oh, it's a trick. It's like a pull my finger, but pull my sword. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Arnie, do you want Memrier to try to pull out the swords?
I need consent.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Just right. Try not to break my swords.
I'll do my best, little mammal.
Oh, you're picking me up.
Oh, they're really in here,
really
aren't
in
they?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Okay. Oh,
no.
Is it possible that I bought prank swords? Like, they're not even real?
I was just about to ask. Did you buy these, like, joke swords from Elasto?
Elasto? Yeah, he's
Elasto,
the little...
Elasto, the guy who runs the joke shop?
Oh, is that... I thought that was the magic tinkerer shop. That's a joke shop?
No, it's a joke shop.
All right, I gotta remember to read things.
Yeah, that's why they have all those jokes there. I just wanted you to... I just found this book randomly. I thought...
Oh, nice. Oh, hell yeah. Look at this. Everyone,
take it easy.
Yeah.
You're really gilding the lily.
Okay.
Here. Memrier, I just thought maybe this book would be, interesting to you. It's a self-help book. It's called Better You, Better Me, Better Us, Better Everyone.
That's a long title.
Does that seem interesting to you? It's like a thing you'd want to read before you,
If you're trying to get me to go to therapy, I don't want to go to therapy.
Ah!
Whoa! Whoa! My God. Are you going to throw up?
Fortunata.
Yes.
Fortunata.
Hi. What?
Jesus, that book changed again.
Sasuke, I don't want to hear any more of him. She's so mean.
There is a way that we can help you. We believe we have discovered the phrase that churns Memrier back into you, Fortunata. And that is, I don't want to go to therapy. You have to really get into therapy. You have to be kind of obnoxious about it. You have to talk about it too much. You have to have a lot of self-help books around because that might trigger her unintentionally. Like if people are just having a conversation at a party where they're just talking about maybe a play they've seen or something, you'd be like, well, my therapist, blah, blah, blah. Make sure to bring it up a lot because that way just the conversation around you is kind of always about therapy.
That's absolutely terrific. Have you guys figured out what my trigger phrase is to turn into her so I can stop saying it?
Oh,
I'd rather not say. Well,
it's kind of embarrassing. We do know. And honestly, it's a fucking miracle you ever said it before you showed up here today. to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Whatever. It must come up a lot. I don't know.
I guess so. But that matters not.
Are people just traveling all around Foon? Is everyone around all around Foon talking about my farts?
You're not the only Arnie, okay?
You aren't one. Yes, one. You aren't the only Arnie. Two, maybe because they're pretty bad. That's why we're looking at what's in your diet right now. Are you drinking a lot of coffee?
Do you know how many toilet stalls I went into to take off my Star Armor and do my business? And there's... Yeah, it was 12. What the fuck? And there was Arnie farts carved into the stalls.
Oh, no.
For a good
time.
Wait,
so is Arnie farts the phrase? Whoa! Whoa!
I could get used to this. This is pretty fun, actually.
Memrier, I have to know. I know that I don't exactly see eye to eye with you, and as a lowly janitor, it's not my place to decide.
Well, you're like 5 foot two, so it would be very difficult to see eye to eye with me.
Damn. I'm 5'11", all right?
Well, online, perhaps. That just means if you stand on a line that's very thick, then you would gain 9 inches in height.
Now, I have to know, this sword came with you from your dimension. Is it solely for the purpose of killing wizards? It's so beautiful and ornate and all these jewels encrusted into it. What was that always its purpose?
Oh, no. Its history has to do a lot with... you know, saving the world and being heroic and defending and protecting the innocent and so forth. Yes, it's been most of its history there, yes.
Well, why don't you follow that path then and join mine quest to defeat...
To clean everything. Clean all the feet marks. The feet.
And all its...
The feet leave the marks on the floor, and we need to clean them with the mop. All right, buddy. Hey, why don't you do that math problem over there? Arnie, let's...
Before I go do the math problem, I just wanted to point out on the Continental Breakfast, we do have some wonderful apples. How do you like these apples?
They're going to be delicious.
They're a little old.
They look terrific, yes.
Don't slam them up against my face. Just, what are you doing? Stop slamming it up against my face.
Yeah.
How do you like these apples?
They're good. They're fine.
Chunt.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, our main mission right now is to defeat the wizards. I think Memrier could be a tool in helping us to kill the wizards. We just want to maybe try to keep her from killing you, Sidor, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So let's give her, do we have like a, something that could sniff out Spintax? Like some, I don't know, like some sort of Spintax sniffing device or a picture? Spintax sniffing device. I should have went with picture, a picture of Spintax.
Yeah.
Seven was the answer. Memrier.
Yes.
Who gave you the name Wizard's Bane? Was it your birth parents, or were you maybe separated from those heroic parents and that beautiful who gave you that beautiful sword?
I was created wholesale, I don't know that I had a normal little mammalian type of birth. Mm-hmm. I was created of stardust and rainbows and unicorn wishes and so forth. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I really want to. Arnie, come here.
Yeah. Janitor.
I have to get Memrier to join my quest.
Usador, I hate that I'm going to ask this.
Please.
Do you have any kind of Spintax sniffing device?
Sniffing device?
Like a device that would sniff out
or
Spintax?
Picture.
That's the one. Yeah, you're right. Let's have a picture of Spintax that we could give to Memrier?
I don't have any pictures of Spintax. I have this Spintax sniffing device, and I've got
that'll work.
I've got this Spintax compass, and I've got,
why is that spelled that way?
This Spintax, air horn that, like, works like a radar, so if you point it at his direction, it bounces back faster. It's kind of like a echolocation thing.
Look, I know you and Spintax were buddies back in the day, but... We can try to send Memrier off to kill Spintax. It's kind of come to that, I think.
Well, I suppose I'm already a traitor to all of wizardkind, and that I'll never be accepted back fully into their ranks. And my only hope for redemption is that the goddesses shall understand the steps that I took, extreme though they were the necessary steps to protect Foon. So fine. Memria shall unknowingly be our agent of chaos and hopefully take out my old frenemy Spintax. Here. Also give her this. It's a rock that you can type a number into, and Spintax has the other one. We used to call these beeper rocks. Spintax and I used to have these beepers, and we would just be like, you know, SOS or HELP, you know, when we were back when we were good friends.
Back when you were drug dealers?
What? I'm still a drug dealer.
Okay, so that's 25 gold for your room, and of course 25 gold for your friend's room. 50 gold. Okay, and the continental breakfast.
She's not my friend.
Don't forget about the upcharge for the breakfast.
So we two continental breakfasts. Okay, so that will be 72 gold.
72 gold, all right. Foon is just as expensive as everyone says it is. Ka-ching! Bag of gold for you.
And Memrier, I hate that I'm going to say this, but here's a Spintax sniffing device that will help you find one of the most powerful and killable wizards in all of Foon. And here's a Spintax compass. And
why is it spelled like that?
Ugh. I don't know. Good luck. Maybe don't use that one. Maybe just use the sniffing device.
Do I sniff it, or what is it? How does this work?
I think that's a good question. The janitor understands it.
You put it on your nose, and you take a big whiff, and it'll kind of point you. It sort of turns you into a dog that can only smell Spintax.
Oh. And speaking of putting it on your nose, mustache, hat. Hey, kids, Captain Fandango here to tell you it's not okay to be libracist. It's in a book, so take a look. Don't be libracist. Thanks, kids.
Yay!
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern as a way of building up your immune system against all quality levels of entertainment. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Fortunata and Memorier Wizard's Bane were both played by special guest Kate Welch. Kate plays Rosie Beestinger in Acquisition Incorporated's The C-Team. Check out her fantasy-inspired whiskey label, Quest's End, at questendwhiskey.com. Quest's End. A framing device can dream. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Ryan Phantom, Arthur Chase, Jacob Hand, John E. Buis III, Bast Lands, Christopher Clifford Johnson, Corey Chiocchio, Tom Stevo from Cowlumbus, Ohio, Robert R. Roberts III, Channy Bear and Toytle, Manaz, Chris, Aaron Steich, Chris the Microscoop, Joey, Badger McCullough, Josh Eby, and Sean Reynolds. Patrons will be able to serve as producers for the animated series. That might be a promise I can't keep, and indeed will make a lot of people incandescent with anger, but I'm going to commit to it anyway. Each of you will get an office, a folding chair on set with your name on the back, the whole Hollywood treatment. Yes, even you, Chris the Microscoop. Now, don't quote me, but also, you know, quote me. You'll also get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Currently, the Patreon is running new episodes for season 4 of Offices and Bosses. Here's a clip of the most recent episode with Aaron Keefe, Olivia Nielsen, and Bill Arnett.
You ever been out of that GNC?
What does that stand for?
The GNC?
Oh, yeah. I've swam in the GNC before.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's the and GNC.
And GNC.
Was this the same thing, GNC?
Filled with protein.
Oh, it's just an ocean, a sea filled with protein. Wow. I have to check that out.
Yeah, the GNC.
Do you guys see Metamore keeps pointing in the direction of the sea, but he's kind of like flexing his arm as he's pointing left and right, deciding which direction?
Yes, I've also noticed his brow is very sweaty and he keeps pulling his shirt up to wipe his his head off. This seems like there's got to be an easier way to do that. But I can see his abs, his amazing abs.
Is anyone else seeing him in slow motion?
Absolutely.
And I have to apologize. I spilled some oil on my chest.
Oh, my God.
Earlier.
What
I decided
a mess.
To just Trigger rub warning. It in. Rather than try to wipe it up, I'll just rub it in.
It's black oil.
It's not like baby oil. It's like black.
It's like tar. It's like what they wash off ducks.
And there's more, although I can't promise any greater level of resolution. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Want to support the show in some way besides joining the Patreon? Give us a review on your podcatcher, post about us on social media, or bring us up in conversation with friends and family and watch the light drain from their eyes. We're not proud. Every little bit helps. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.